Hey, what's going on? This is June. I wanted to tell you about one of our regulars, roommate Bob. He's got a shop down the street. It's called Modified and Screen Printing and Design. It's at 111 Southeast Division here in lovely Portland, Oregon. It's right next to Genie's. Go grab a cup of coffee at Genie's. Come by and check out Bob's stuff. They have men's and women's and children's clothes. They have bags, garments, accessories. They also do custom screen printing, so your bar needs some tees. Go to Modified. Your band needs some tees to sell during the shows? Go to Modified. You want to fuck with one of your buddies and get a stupid picture put on your tee? Go to Modified. And the holidays are coming up quick, so you can go there and get a gift certificate for Christmas or Hanukkah or Festivus or Kwanzaa or whatever it is that you celebrate during this time of year. So that's 1117 Southeast Division here in Portland, Oregon. Also on the internet at modifiedprinting.com. We have a link on the show website too, so you can go there and it'll take you right to it. So go and see Bobo at Modified. Let him modify your mind.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Santa!
Yeah?
You're bringing my present early?
No.
But I never told you what I wanted.
I said I didn't bring it, dipshit.
Okay, good. I want a stuffed elephant. A pink one.
Well, wish in one hand, shit in the other one. See which one fills up first.
Okay.
Minger doodles.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets, this is a Hideous Creature Show. The date is Saturday, December 19th, 2009, and my name is June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Luicious, and you can call me Delicious.
Hey, Luicious, what's shaking, Daddy?
Not much.
How was your week? What's up, Dad? What's up, fuckface? Shut up.
Stop talking.
No, Patrick asked us to tell him shut up last week, and we forgot.
Yeah, you did. I haven't been sleeping really well. I've been having some problems.
Pooping?
No, no problems with that.
Got that
down. I took sleeping pills last night, and it was awesome. I haven't. Well, you've been sick. I've been sick. I've had this fucking awful cough, and it doesn't affect me until I lay down to try to go to bed. Like, I can fall asleep on the couch, and I'm awesome. And then when I get up to go to bed, I'm like, and I cough like an old grandfather.
Well, okay. Well, and beyond that, how's your week then?
Pretty good.
Anything fun happen?
No, not too much.
How's the car situation?
Still looking. I got my money.
Good.
I am
working those corners.
Yeah. If anybody listening to the show has a car, Honda, they want to sell me.
She needs a Honda.
Or a Mazda. The one I got my eye on that I'm kind of thinking might be the car for me is a 98 Mazda. I'm liking it. I'm liking the looks of it. But who knows? I'm going to be, you know, as picky as I can getting a used car. And
you should.
Well, I've been taking the TriMets.
The Loser Cruiser.
Loser Cruiser.
Loving it.
Hey.
Any adventures on the Loser Cruiser? The shame train?
Not too much. Oh, God. It seems like every time, though, like the smelliest motherfucker wants to sit right by me.
Well, of course they do.
They love to.
That's another thing when I win the lottery. No, if I don't buy you a car, I'm going
to
hire
that
somebody to sit next to you that stinks.
Awesome.
Booby Pants McGillicuddy. Like, I hate that guy. Booby Pants.
They're like, well, he's on the payroll.
June, how are you? Are you feeling okay today?
I have been dealing with the H1N1 all fucking week. Again, and relapsed
really
into it.
Really?
It sucks.
Maybe you had it and it never went away.
No, I just like to say H1N1.
I know. Okay, that's what I thought. And everyone that's sick lately is like, totally got H1N1.
Well, isn't it supposed to be a derivative of the virus? Every cold that's coming through, because colds mutate, right?
Right.
Oh,
that's why
mutate.
You keep getting sick.
The hone nun. You have the hone nun.
So I've been living in the halls of medicine for a week, and I felt great on Wednesday and Thursday, and then I woke up this morning, and I am.
Did you go out drinking on the days you felt good?
No.
He went out drinking on Friday, which he can't remember.
I went and saw Avatar, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
I just been fucking sick. It sucks.
It sucks when you get sick and then you're like, fuck yeah, I'm feeling better. And then a couple days later, you're sick again. Yeah. It's like, is it the same sickness or is it a new one coming to knock?
It's a very, I got a vindictive cold. But I've been on the Mucinex.
Does that stuff work?
Fuck, it is the craziest. It's like speed.
I need to get some.
I don't like it at all. And
oh, you don't like it?
I don't.
Okay.
The day I was feeling a little bit better, my boss's husband is a nurse. And evidently the stages of the cold that I have right now advance into where, pneumonia. You mm-hmm. can get pneumonia and it goes into your lungs. And I was talking to my boss and she's like, okay, well, my mom had it, her husband had it, and her son had it, and it all just went into the lungs and turned it into pneumonia. And she goes, go buy Mucinex. And I did.
It's usually, like, it's an expectorant, right? Is that what it makes you cough,
it actually, it helps loosen phlegm.
That's an expectorant.
Right. That's an expectorant.
Mucus. And so
they have those annoying commercials with the green guys that are like having a party in your lungs.
Is that what those things are?
Yeah, I think
those ad campaigns are horrible because I'm like, I don't care what this product is. I stop paying attention.
That's the mucus.
Yeah,
that's horrible advertising.
It is really bad. Those green guys are stupid.
So I started taking it. I started feeling a little bit better, but I usually don't. I kind of still have that Peter Pan thing where I think I'm impervious to shit.
Right.
And so she goes, go buy Mucinex right now. And I couldn't work all week because I was seriously flu sick. And so I went and got the Mucinex. I took one of the pills and motherfucker, I was bulletproof. I got on my stomach and I went out and cleaned. I went out onto my roof, out through my window.
What?
On my roof, and I wiggled out there on my stomach and cleaned my fucking gutters. I had such bad cabin fever, and
it's like Linda Blair crab walking.
I was high on the Mucinex, and I
Mucinex
needed to get something.
Fun.
Well, if I didn't go to work, I needed to do something productive.
Right.
And man, I just had I wasn't doing my normal shit. So I was like, fuck it, I got to get out there and do something. But it was either that. Or I was going to make pornaments, and had no way to go to the store. And
what elaborate, please?
Pornaments.
Well, pornaments are when you get a porn magazine.
Okay.
Hustler or Club or whatever, like just like the most foul thing you can think of.
The worse, the better.
Which I think it's weird is that like people haven't. Well, men are such mongoloids anyway that anything that's got boobies on it or is gonna stimulate them.
Yeah, but Club isn't even like has boobies, man. It has
it's
gunshots.
Just fuck. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Gunshots?
It's labia city.
When a vagina looks like a gunshot wound, it's not.
Oh, I
gotcha.
I thought it was like a fucking crime slash porn.
No, seriously.
Shock outlines.
Shot up.
No, those girls look like a fucking bomb went off in a deli. It's fucking horrible.
It's like a roast beef sandwich with ketchup on it.
Ew.
So anyway, I didn't make any pornaments because I was seriously thinking about it, and I had the ideas I could
What's
do
a good gift
I could do stars
give?
Or whatever. And then in order to, I don't have a laminator at home, and I thought maybe I could go to Bob's shop and get them laminated or whatever.
Because you don't want to go to Kinko's.
That's
to do
why
that.
I didn't want to go to Kinko's and be like,
and you can't have that.
Can you
can't have that
these
ornament
circles
not
of pussy
be,
for me, please.
You can't have them non-laminated because then they get kind of soggy and wrinkly,
moist. Isn't that like a? Isn't that one of the words that a lot of people
that's
hate?
That's the actual
moist.
Number
moist?
One word that people.
Yeah,
hate.
Moist is like a dirty word, but it's not.
It's
like
not.
It sounds dirty.
It doesn't.
Moist.
It's moist. Like a basement
like,
is moist.
Like a brownie could
a sponge
be really
is,
moist.
A sponge is, if you say, hey, hand me that moist sponge, and there's two sponges there, you know which one sponge well, to
right,
the
but moist is a weird word.
It's well, when you're, really when, you're word. When you incorporate it to, when you're using it to, you, to,
describe
when you're
your
to describe an inanimate object, moist is fine, but when you use it as a personal thing, not good. No bueno. So what? no pornaments.
Sometimes you want to be moist. I don't know.
Yeah, your vagina was kind of moist. It was kind of nice. That sounds better than
your vagina was like sandpaper.
Right. Exactly.
It was not welcoming to my penis.
You ever seen a mortarboard? You ever seen a bricklayer's fucking hands? They're like rough. That's what a vagina was like.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I would have been happy to get a ornament from you.
Yeah. I think you should have made some. I think you should have made some ornaments made out of reindeer poop.
Why?
Well, you could order them. You don't have to make them because there's this place that
they have them online or something.
There's a place in Illinois. It's a zoo that every Christmas season they sell.
Chicago Zoo has.
No, it's Bloomington. It's not. It's Indiana. It's not Illinois. It's Indiana. They sell reindeer poop. They dry out the reindeer because they have reindeers at the zoo, so they dry them out and shellac them, and put them on little hooks. You could wear them as earrings, stocking stuffer.
Do people like them?
People go apeshit. I think they want more than the actual people can make
than
them.
The demand. They want more than the
supply
reindeers
demand.
Can shit.
That's why they're $35 for like.
They're just
one
like
ornament.
Shoveling food down like a fuck like they do to make frog raw. They're just like fucking getting those
they
reindeer
got the gun.
Ready to fucking shit. Like, we have an order for 10,000 reindeer ornaments.
You better put out fucking Prancer. You're going into the meat market.
But fuck is up with people shellacking poop?
Why would you buy shellacked poop? Why would you buy shit?
Okay, there's a place in, I grew up in Montana. There's a place in Montana that's on, it's in between the drive. If you go from Portland to Missoula, there's a place called the $10,000 Silver Dollar Bar. We always stop there to pee because it's pretty much like the only place for a really long time.
It's your pit stop.
It's a pit stop. And it's a casino / restaurant / gift shop. And it's called the $10,000 Silver Dollar Bar because they have silver dollars that you can buy. And then they put them on these little wooden plates on all over the fucking place, and you can get buy a silver dollar and then you get your name under it. My dad has one there.
So what, how much actually they have to cost more than a dollar?
Yeah, I think
do they
maybe,
even make silver dollars like that anymore?
Yeah,
I don't,
they make
yeah
silver dollars, so.
And they I don't
like the ones with the presidents.
Yeah, but the
you
the
may
ones
not be
the
able
statue
to get them. You may not even be able to buy any because there's more. I mean, I know they have $10,000 worth, but
maybe there was a foresight and said we're going to name this, and they just collected all of them and have like a vault in the back.
They have like one of those little thermometers. They're like almost there. You know, they're filling it in
red
with red.
Red Cross needs this much money. We're almost at our goal. Please give generously.
Our name doesn't mean anything until we get there.
Yeah, you have to buy this many silver dollars, or the reindeers won't fly.
And we're going to give you a canvas knapsack.
So every time I would drive home, we would stop there, and they just in this gift shop they would sell like fucking like machetes, like like bat lift blades for Klingons. I swear to God,
bat
plus
lift blades?
You know, like the Klingon war.
Oh, the Grox.
Oh, I thought they were bat lift.
No, well they are, but how
the
you say?
Fuck, it? You think bat lift? You got Batman on the brain.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you got a batarang.
Okay.
You're thinking of batarangs. You're thinking of the.
Well, they sell those too.
I just
probably
made that up
because they have fucked up shit there, and they have like you
ninja
know
stars.
The Indian dream catchers. They have like
right
everything you can.
They have
fucking
a picture with a Native
of
American and
but
a coyote in pastels.
Totally, like dreaming about each other, and yeah, they have. But the one thing that they had that
that's
was
right
fucking
there
awesome was this thing called the Montana Turd Bird, and what it was a horse apple, which is a horse shit.
That's what a horse apple is?
Yes.
I thought they were quince. I thought horse apples were quinces.
What's a quince?
Like a, it's like an
oh,
apple.
Like a fruit.
Like an apple.
No, well, no, horse apple is a piece of shit. And my grandmother used to call them that. And when I was a kid, I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
So when someone once said to me, hey, do you want a horse apple?
They wanted to know if you wanted to eat shit.
Or is that code for anal sex?
No, it's hey, eat shit.
That makes a lot. That makes my mother and my relationship a lot clearer.
So they would take a couple of horse shits, you know, like the size of a hacky sack or a, you know,
a bean bag,
and put them together and make a Montana turd bird. They'd glue googly eyes on it and put like some pipe cleaner legs and like some feathery wings. And it was a joke like that you could buy for your friends, like an authentic Montana turd bird.
You
right?
know what is I actually I've seen them.
Have you?
I think what clicked it for me was the pipe cleaner legs.
Yeah.
Like they make little spiders or whatever. Or
yeah, they might make other things out of the horse shit.
Like Transformers, like different shapes.
Transformers, shit. More than shits.
It turns
eye
from reindeer shit to elk
sense
shit.
Pink eye.
Yeah. So anyways, for years and years, I told the story to my friends here in Portland about the Montana turd bird. And my ex-boyfriend Jay and I went to a friend of mine's wedding in she got married in a Forest Service land right outside of the month of the Silver Dollar Bar. We actually stayed at the hotel there. So Jay was really excited to go find one of these fucking turd birds. We were going to buy one. And so we go there, we're wandering around, and we can't find them. And I felt really stupid about going up to the guy at the thing and being like, oh, I need a Montana turd bird. Where can I get a fucking ornament or a you know, souvenir made out of shit?
Because well, really, you're a Montana native. You have some pride. You should know. You should have a spidey sense.
I probably should already have collected all of them.
I wonder if they have, like, turd pasties.
Oh my God.
What? I don't know. Fecophiliacs gotta, you know.
They probably,
get like boning down on that shit.
Google it. It's there, probably. Okay, so anyways, I finally broke down and I asked the guy behind the counter if they had a Montana turd bird because I really wanted Jay to see these. And the guy was like, well, funny thing about the turd birds, I swear to God.
Sepia vision.
Funny thing about the turd birds,
that's
see?
Right, yeah.
The factory.
A screen wipe. And it goes to Sepia.
The record player starts
playing. And I've got my hand on my chin like an old man is talking.
All of a sudden you have pigtails. Right.
And he said, the factory that made those turd birds burned down. And we're like, what? Like there was a fucking factory that made, apparently there was a factory that just made these turd birds, or maybe there was turd squirrels, turd.
Maybe they also made bird feeders too, but
who knows?
Like it was like 90% turd birds and like 10% bird feeders.
The best thing the guy said was, they say that they could smell it for miles. Because
well,
it was just
shit.
A bunch of horse shit and pipe cleaners and googly eyes burning.
God. That's like a baby taking a shit in those like jammies that like had that weird fabric.
Oh, that flammable fabric.
That flammable fabric. Like if like when your mother's like hugging you in the 70s and she's smoking a cigarette and it burns it would smell like dying hair.
Like a dying child.
Yes, a dying child.
Poor Patrick. So
and you'd be like, wow, I can cut that smell out of my nostrils. That's what it smelled like.
Other people like to buy. I mean, I would have been one of those people that bought something made out of shit.
Well, it's because your ex what? Your ex-boyfriend who?
Jay.
Yeah, he needed a turd bird, huh?
Yeah, well, he'd heard me tell the story about these fucking retarded turd
birds. Because I know it wasn't you, because you would have bought one anyway. You would have been like, my parents had them. We had used to play with them at Christmas time.
That's all I ever got.
I want to kill you! Fuck you! I'll kill
Fuck
you!
Fuck you! I'm a turd squirrel! I'm a turd bird!
So it was obviously him.
Well, you know, you could put that on your if I build a time machine list.
I know. Well, if I would have known the factory would have burned down, I would have bought like 20.
I would have gone back there in the fire of 92. That.
I just picture you like Obi-Wan Kenobi when Alderaan gets blown up and you're like, you're in Portland and the shit factory's going to be like,
your chest.
Like
something
I feel
happened.
Like there's a thousand turds going
there's
up
a,
in flames.
There's a shift in the force.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Jenny?
Something googly eyes are googling no more.
That could have been your future. You could have been working. You could have, like,
I know.
In a different thing, you could have been working at that
no,
fucking factory.
I would
factory.
Work at the Google Eye station, for sure.
Putting the Elmers on the fire.
That's all I would want to do.
Yeah.
You're using too much glue, Kaler. One dot per eye.
Seriously, you've gone through 34 bottles in a month. That's
like, I really care about these birds. It's what I was destined to do. I had a dream.
Jesus Christ. So let's do a movie madness here. Movie Madness is a game that we play for listeners that are just listening, that we choose a movie and play it throughout the show. And
June chooses a movie.
Yeah. And Jenny,
so we don't know.
And Patrick and the listener can try and guess what it is.
But
and yeah. It's fun.
So here's the first one.
But you know what? This little chap, you know where that is?
I do. It's at the corner of Get a Map and Fuck Off.
You guys have heard this before. This
I have a, okay. You know what? This is a thing that Jenny and I are gonna do. We're gonna start wagering money on this. But
you think you have something?
I think I have it, and the wagers can go up. I think I have something, but it's
okay.
By the way, it is the holiday season.
It is the holiday season.
And Santa Claus is coming.
Do don't anyway, do it. I will throw this 57
sleigh bells
at you.
Ring. Are you listening?
Ding-a-ling, ding-ding-a-ling.
Oh, my God. Is that one of the most annoying things ever, the people that decide to put the jingle bells on their fucking shoes? Maybe it's just like an
what?
Office thing.
Who does
thing.
That?
Like,
who the fuck does that?
Like, Alicia's mom will wear, she wears jingle bells on her shoes.
That's
because
she's an elf.
Christmas until, like, her birthday, which is sometime in January. BT said that there's two bitches at his, May 20th. There's two bitches at his work that are wearing, so it's like ding, 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 like they're constantly jingling.
What I would like to do when I win the lottery is I want to put some sleeper cells out there, like hypnotize motherfuckers to when they hear that after the new year, they just go ape shit on them. Just murder, kill motherfuckers.
I thought you were going to say when you won the lottery, you'd make an outfit out of jingle bells.
I'm a jingle bell.
A whole outfit.
I'm a big sound of annoyance. Well, it's good to hear like sleigh bells when you like in a song like shing shing, like that's nice.
Sure.
But if you're just sitting there going,
you're a crappy accounting job.
Shing shing going. Oh, did you see 2.5 Men last night?
That's exactly what it is like to work in an office. I'm going to microwave some fish. Did you see 2.5 Men last night?
What's up?
The mongoloid of... I don't even want to go into it.
I should try to pick somebody at my work. Like, you have the naked guy. I should try to pick somebody at my work that I could tell stories about. God, there used to be this perfect guy that I called Fat Perv, but he's gone.
Ample American.
No, he was Fat Perv.
Ample American.
But
no, but
he was only a perv to the dudes in the office. He wasn't a perv to the girls. Like my
so he's an invert perv.
My friend Mike works in the computer department, and he was underneath this dude's desk, like on all fours, fixing his computer, and the guy fucking an old, you know, late 50s, early 60s something man reached down my friend Mike's pants and gave him a wedgie. Come on, dude.
Wah, wah, wah.
And so Mike was like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I have to tell somebody. Well,
hey.
He did. He was just like, what the fuck? But he actually reported him to the vice president.
And he doesn't work there anymore.
And told, well, he doesn't, but it took a long time for them to get rid of this dude. But
because your offices are too.
So after Mike told the vice president, they had to have a sit down with the VP, Mike, Fat Perv, and Fat Perv's boss. And Mike was like, if I knew that any of this shit was going to happen, I would have just fucking kept it to myself and like told Fat Perv to hands off. Like, they had to have like a fucking closed door meeting about him sexually harassing him. How embarrassing.
This is the PC shit that fucking really pisses me off is you can look at somebody and go, hey, guess what? You ever fucking do that again?
Right.
I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. I'm going to break your fucking nose.
You're not going to cover your ass in an office if you say that.
Right, because you're going to get fired.
But
if you say that and the guy does it again, then you can go, okay, fine. I'm going to report him and then get him fired. Like,
and I think this may have been the second time this guy had done something inappropriate.
The PC
felt like
thing
he
is,
needed...
well, we got to, it's the kid gloves.
Right,
it's the,
right.
You
and they
can't
had to,
deal with anything.
Right, and they had to treat Fat Perv with respect and be like, Steve, maybe you weren't aware that grabbing a man's ass, you know, like, they had to be PC
because
to this
you
Fat
have,
Perv,
and then,
too.
And your friend, wouldn't he be like, what, does he have fucking downs on him? Like, because you can't say that because somebody in the office has
right.
kids
you
with
have
downs.
To treat it like you, so...
But, like, is he fucking retarded?
Yeah.
I think a great idea for dealing with those kind of people. You ever seen the movie Escape from New York?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The movie, if for some anybody doesn't know, they basically turned Manhattan Island into a maximum security a prison. There should be an office for these derelicts.
Yeah, they can all go grab each other's asses together. And
bitch about it and report it to HR. And the HR dude is just high on
The HR dude just grabs their balls and is like, move on, fat pig.
Oh, God.
No,
then
call me Sandy. Call me Sandy.
But what, I mean, how much would get done at that office? That'd be great. Maybe put them in charge of making turds with googly eyes on.
That's what they need.
Or they just track.
They'd be like
the
throwing turds.
Eyes set,
they'd
like
be throwing turds
turd
at each other and like being like, I want to touch your turd.
I want to know
saying
what
all
office
these fucked
that would
up
be
things.
Why did Paul go crazy? Evidently, one of those googly eyed turds looked him right in the eye and he just lost it.
He just was like, the last person looked at me like that was my dad.
God, I wish there was somebody in my office I could. Well, there is Crazy Marge. She told me that she had a squirrel as a pet one time.
Ross had a squirrel.
I guess
with a
it's
pet,
not
though.
That crazy.
That's kind of like, you probably have rabies, but she probably has like the cure for rabies on her.
She's
blood.
Pretty funny though. Like, we'll go out to like department lunches sometimes, and like, you know, people's garnishes on their plates. She'll take them all off people's plates and make herself a salad. Like,
what?
You
hate your job.
That really happens?
No, I don't hate my job.
No, but it's just you work with some weird fucking
people.
Well, you're
going to if you work in an office.
See, that's where I like the predictability of working in
With naked in a kitchen. Guy.
With naked guy.
Well, the kitchen does, yes.
Because you know you're getting a bunch of fucking Yahoo
who are on cocaine or hungover.
Well, they're probably fun to party with, though. You know, like, they're fun right. people. The office people are fucking, you know, bitches that are excited that it's holiday season so they can bring out their array of Christmas padded sweaters.
And
you
they
know?
Have to get, or, and they don't want to go out on Thursday night past 8:30 because they got to see Ugly Betty.
Right. Right. It's exactly
is
what
that
it is.
Still on?
No, man, probably is.
Probably so, is on Thursdays.
Well,
too.
Moving on to Christmas theme. Since
Happy
this
holidays,
is our Christmas.
By the way, guys.
Yeah, it is. This is our Christmas show. Since next Saturday will already be after Christmas.
That's
is
right,
over.
And then we will be. Going on to a different topic. I guess that's kind of redundant, right? Anyway.
No, we're going to do the same show.
We're going to be doing a Christmas show next week as well.
And the following week.
Let's just do
we
Christmas.
We love Christmas.
I'm making my lunch.
I thought that was a soundbite.
Well, don't you remember Wild at Heart?
No.
Jingle Dale? He thought it was Christmas
yeah,
all year long, but he just
do.
Kept making sandwiches and shit. Speaking of sandwiches, the intro to the show was... Was it?
Bad Santa.
Yeah, Bad Santa.
And the little kid who is so God. Awesome.
Yeah,
it's because he was Canadian.
That. So let's do a quick movie madness
okay.
Quote, and then we'll move on to... I was thinking we should say what our favorite Christmas movie was. Maybe we can call a couple people if they answer. You know, we call Colorado Kenny and Roommate Bob.
Okay, that
Or, you
great.
Know what, I think Roommate Bob's
he
actually
might be
in the
here.
House,
we
so
could
maybe
get him
he can
up
come
here.
Over in the second
let's
half
do it.
And talk about it.
Right.
But anyway,
let's do
here
it.
It's funny because he's fat.
That's a. I didn't even understand anything.
Here we go.
It's funny because he's fat.
It's funny because he's fat.
That one didn't help me.
Not at all.
That one actually kind of.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it kind of threw off what I was thinking from the first one, but I don't know.
Good show.
I'm gonna check.
I'm gonna check.
I like your guys' check thing. That's fucking great.
I check.
I'm going to check. It's going to get better when it's be like $5.
Oh, my God.
And then because you can be like, no, I'm done. You got it. Like,
you take
you've
the
won.
Pot.
You've won.
Yeah.
So
I'm good at poker, by the way, Patrick. Yeah.
Do you play that often?
Yeah, you're going to get schooled.
When do you play?
Well, we haven't played in a really long
poker
time.
Poker isn't about the cards. It's about the person.
We used
it's about
to,
the man or
no,
woman.
I'm good because people can't tell when I'm bluffing because I'm crazy.
I actually could see that really well.
She was just bluffing. You did not see.
Oh, yet. Fuck, man. You got
totally
me.
Totally bluffing.
So who you want to go first for
well,
your
I'll
Christmas
Well, I'll go first
song?
Just because you were just talking
movie.
About the my the one that I chose. It, I don't know if it's my favorite or not, but the one that I chose is Bad Santa. Because that movie, like, no one had ever come out with a Christmas movie like that. Like, fuck me, Santa, fuck me, Santa. That blew my mind.
It's for adults
for real.
Who hate fucking Christmas.
I mean, that was...
Or it's for adults, yeah. It's...
I went into that just thinking it was going to be a funny Christmas movie. I had no idea how fucking dirty it was going to be. And can I just say, for the record, that fucking John Ritter rules.
Can... I think that
he is so fucking funny in that movie, and Bernie Mac too.
Can
they
we
are both together.
Bernie Mac
so
is actually really great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and everything
I've
he's in.
Bernie Mac.
But can we just say for the Hideous Creature Show? Can we just say for the Hideous Creature Show that the Hideous Creature Show is like wants to be the president of the John Ritter fan club?
Seriously, we
or
do.
Or Memoriam Society.
I agree.
We fucking totally.
There's nothing about John Ritter that I am not completely in love with.
Yeah,
I love him
I agree.
So much. Jack Tripper. Best fucking physical comedy character ever. So good.
God, I thought I...
Speaking of which, I don't know if we talked about this. Oh, I think we did. But all of these guys went as the Three's Company for Halloween this year.
Who did?
June was Mr. Roper.
That was Mr.
Sweet
Roper.
Karen was Mrs. Roper. And then Alethea, friends of ours that you don't know, Alethea, Leslie, and Michael went as Jack, Janet, and Chrissy. And they blew it out of the fucking park. I mean,
there's some pictures of it on our website.
Yeah, there is actually. There's some pictures of it on Facebook.
I thought you guys were ABBA.
Hey, you know, also you could, I'm a June Button on Facebook. You can go and check that out there. And then Jenny Kaler and Patrick Williams, you can go and.
But yeah, back to the Bad Santa was awesome. I have a really soft spot in my heart for Billy Bob Thornton, even though he's probably a huge cocksucker.
I think if you actually, you know what?
But
I thought he was,
really,
but I think if you met him and you knew him and he actually
so
was like, okay,
funny.
I like you, I think he'd like
and
you.
And I
a
also
lot.
Like that movie because as dirty as it is, it has a really good message.
There's
that
a part where,
kid,
like, no, the thing about Billy Bob Thornton, there's a part in that movie where he just looks, it's like after he gives him the wooden pickle, after he's like, screw in Mrs. Sanders' sister.
That it's blood on it.
And he's like, I gave you this. And he looks like he's about to cry. And then they click it in the next scene. He's just hammered again.
Yeah.
But that moment that you have where he's about to cry, you're like, oh.
And at the very end when he's like, you know, they fuck him over, Bernie Mac and his crazy Asian wife fuck him over, and he's still just trying to get that pink elephant for the fat kid, you know? It's a really good movie, and it's dirty, which I know we all love.
What I liked is that it, you know, as far as like pulling emotion out of people, that Charlie Brown Christmas shit.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
You add the music and shit, you're automatically feeling whatever kind of.
If it makes you go back to whatever you felt when you were a kid.
Bad Santa, you felt sad for real.
Yeah.
It which is fucking rad. I always liked the assholes,
you know,
in the movies.
That, he's like, where's your parents? Like that kid, you know.
He's climbing Mount Everest.
Next time those kids fuck with you, kick them in the nuts.
Because you took
and
a shit.
And at the end, it's so triumphant. That kid gets, you know, he gets what he, you know, what he does. He fucking punks the kids.
Because you peed on the dishes?
Actually, here, check it out.
Four kids beat me up one time and I went crying home to my daddy. And you know what he did?
He made it all better?
No, he kicked my ass. You know why?
Because he went to the bathroom on mommy's dishes.
What the fuck? No.
He tried to teach you not to cry and be a man?
No. It's because he was a mean, drunk son of a bitch. And when he wasn't busy busting my ass, he was putting cigarettes out on my neck. The world ain't fair. You gotta take what you need when you can get it. You gotta learn to stand up for yourself. You're gonna have to quit being a pussy and kick these kids in the balls or something.
It's great. It's
awesome.
So good.
I mean, as much as it, you know, the kid's like, did he teach you how to be a man? No! But he's still teaching the kid a lesson in his own
way. He's still teaching the kid how to be a man.
Yeah.
Well, and that, and you know, what a horrible role model. I mean,
and it's so fucking funny that the
Cloris Leachman's ready to make sandwiches at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
I love it.
His grandma dead. Cloris Leachman.
Which
is
you
awesome,
and these fucking
the
sandwiches.
Way.
Was there something about Cloris Leachman in that movie that had a little bit of like, even though she was always kind of comatose and crazy, she was kind of horny all the time.
I think
I could agree with that. Yeah, I think Cloris Leachman as a person is horny.
I think
all
that
the
was
time.
Like a. I think that was like a subplot, or that was just like a character choice that she chose.
And also too, the little person, midget.
I forget his name.
Am I okay to say midget?
No,
on this show,
midget.
The little person, the black guy. He's been in a ton of shit.
Oh, yeah.
That
he was in Willow.
He was in Willow. Yeah. That guy
was
fucking hilarious.
How old is he now?
He's like 97.
He was in Willow. I never actually. He had the little braids.
He was your hero when you were a kid, and
he wasn't my
hero.
He
left your childhood, and you forgot about your.
He's been in a ton of shit, but that guy is so funny. Like the whole, all the scenes of him just trying to keep Billy Bob's shit together.
If I'd known I was going to have to put up with a bunch of screaming brats pissing on my lap for 30 days out of the year, I would have killed myself a long time ago.
I love the piano in the background.
Come to think of it, I still might.
It's good. It's
really good.
I think Billy Bob is sexy. I'm just going to go on record saying that.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's sexy.
There's something. I'm not attracted to Billy Bob, but I could say, yeah, I can see that.
I think
fucking
he's sexy.
Real easy.
What about Patrick?
I might take it from him.
What's your favorite Christmas film?
My favorite Christmas documentary is the movie Holiday Inn, starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
Do you actually? I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Is this from a, like a film standpoint, or is
no,
it like
this is,
a,
this
a
is
memory?
From a, this is actually from like a child, not
but
even
it,
a childhood
it brings
standpoint.
Memories to you.
This is just like a film. I mean, the film is set like all through the year, but it has it's the song it's the movie that the song White Christmas debuted in.
Okay, right. I know what you're talking about.
So, and he's sitting there and has Bing Crosby. It's all dance numbers. It's Irving Berlin. It's all dance numbers. It has a really hokey plot, but every year, like every year I'll watch A Christmas Story. I might watch It's a Wonderful Life. I'll usually watch It's a Wonderful Life like on Christmas Eve when I'm wrapping presents or shit like that. But I always watch Holiday Inn. And once I watch Holiday Inn all the way through, I kind of get psyched for Christmas. And, it's just a stupid, hokey fucking movie.
It's funny because I know we were talking about this a little bit before we started the show. And June and I both were like, I've never fucking seen it. I didn't even know.
No, you've seen it. If you watched it, you'd see it.
I don't think that I've seen it. Oh, so you have? I haven't.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I've seen it.
I haven't
many times.
It's just a hokey movie. I love it. It's really cheesy and stupid, and it's dumb, but, like, there's just, like, it's weird when you're sitting around Christmas and all of a sudden you have a song like, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet. You're singing songs about Easter bonnets. You're going to tell me, shut up now, asshole. Buggy,
shut up.
Where's your Christmas
that's
spirit?
That's two, right? Sorry.
That's two.
No, those are two. That's actually medicine. Like one. How about you?
Yeah, hold on.
What I liked about that movie is that it always reminds me of Christmas pageants when I was a kid, you know, in elementary school and stuff. You always had to, everybody get together and
sing, Oh Come All You Thieves.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Wait, I'm sorry, guys. You guys aren't doing the hand signals because you know your music teacher made you go, All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
Okay, we got to end that. Fuck that.
But you know you had hand signals.
No, no,
the music teacher
needed you to be bigger.
Well, what I was thinking about that is that when they're doing the numbers and stuff, it seems like they're on a stage, yeah. You know, with the all the stage sets and stuff, and that kind of always reminds me of that time when I was a kid when, you know, personally Christmas meant a little bit more.
It's like you get excited.
It had a little
about
bit more
life.
Emphasis, you know, for me during Christmas.
Right.
And when I see that, it kind of reminds me that you know, and like. When I was younger, my grandparents and all that shit. So
they come in and they do that. And it's a really stupid, awesome, great movie with really bad, awesome, horrible songs.
Very horrible songs
and,
that we're not going to go into.
We're not going to go into that?
I don't want to go into it.
You don't want to touch that, man. You're being PC. That's fine.
No,
I'll respect your
wishes.
No, not
being PC. I just think I don't want to. And you know what?
Next year, we're going into it. Let's just make that
promise.
Next year,
we'll go into it. There's a scene that they cut out of it that's just fucking horrible.
It is horrible,
one
but
of the
it's
most
not
racist
like I agree things with
I've
it.
Ever
it
seen
is
in my life.
It's completely racist, but
see now
but
we're
you
talking
actually,
about it.
But you actually said something. It's so racist, but you said earlier, you're like, but at that time they thought they were paying like homage to
right.
this whole thing, which is like, and I agree. I'm like, that's not the way to go. And I'm just like, and I agree. I'm like, that's not the way to go. And I'm looking at it going, it's so
well, personally,
fucking stupid.
Personally, I think that it should be kept in the movie. Just
I do too.
For the fact
I
that
agree.
You'd never want to forget the Holocaust. You never want to stop talking about the Holocaust, and now we're talking about the fight.
But when you
because
but,
you don't want to
no,
forget
we're not,
it.
We're not really talking
you don't want to
about
forget
it, but,
about it.
Right.
And racism's the same way. You don't right. want to forget a you know, remember how things were so you don't forget how fucked up it was.
Although this year I was sitting there with Liz and I had to fill out the date on something. We were somewhere. I was filling out the date and I'm like, what the fuck is today's date? And she goes, you said that you'd never forget. And I realized it was 9/11. But I thought it was really funny.
Oh my God. You know,
nice segue,
you know how when your credit card, you have an expiration date on your credit card. The expiration date on my credit card is 9/11. And like
isn't that
September 2011. And so when I, you know, when people ask me what my expiration date is, I say 9/11. And the lady at my State Farm insurance was like, the last time I paid it, she asked what my expiration date was. I said 9/11. She's like, I remember you. And then she was like, oh, that sounded horrible. I didn't mean like,
blah, blah, blah.
And I was like, I understand. I hate saying it out loud. Because people are going to, every time I say that, every time I pay with my credit card, people remember that lives were lost.
That yeah. And we're not even touching that in any
no,
way funny.
No, we're not. No. It's not funny.
But anyway. So I think my favorite Christmas movie is, it's got to be, and there's a friend of ours that actually kind of put it into the limelight for me. I didn't even realize it was a Christmas movie, which is Chris Larson. It's Die Hard.
Yeah.
It's. I did not want to go see that movie when my dad took me to see it way back in the 80s.
And why did you want to see it? Because
it just
it
had a horrible
be...
name.
Okay.
I was like, Die Hard, come on. And I saw it and I was like, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, fuck yeah.
It's so funny because when you presented this idea to me, like, let's. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Instantly, I was like, both the boys are going to pick Die Hard. I know it.
Die Hard. But yeah, like the Die Hard, you got it all. And just shooting fucking terrorists in the face. I love it.
Alan Rickman, come on.
Yeah, I think that was Alan Rickman's debut.
I think it might. Well, it's the first time I ever took
he
notice
had,
of
you know what? Yeah, he didn't even take any potion classes at that time.
No, he was not the potion master at
anyway,
that point. But yeah, Die Hard is, I mean, it is a good, and it's a feel good movie. Like the interaction between the black cop and Bruce Willis.
And he eats Twinkies all the time.
Loves
and,
the Twinkies.
You know,
can't get enough Twinkies.
They become friends, and you know, it's. I mean, the diehards kind of got cheesier as they went along. Obviously,
they
which
got
is fine, but
a little too
what
die-hard-ish.
The fuck are you talking about?
But they.
Oh, my favorite
but,
movie's Die Hard.
Well, the
or Christmas movie is yeah. Die Hard. You were taking a shishi.
I wasn't taking a shit.
No, no. Pee. Shishi means pee.
Whatever.
But he was saying that he's saying, "What are you talking about? The Die Hard movies didn't get
cheesier,
right?"
No, yeah.
I wanted to make
talking...
a point not to talk about who's going off for bathroom breaks either. Fuck it. Who cares? At least I hit the fucking record button this time. So
I thought we weren't talking about that. Anyway, but how can the Die
Merry
Hard
Christmas!
Movies get better?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Sometimes we have snafus here at the Hideous Creature Show. Believe it or not, yeah. we're not as professional as we might sound. People.
But anyway, so if you guys have a favorite Christmas movie, you could
send it in before next fucking Friday.
You could contact us on Facebook, the Hideous Creature Show podcast, on our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, which has got all the videos,
it's
some
got pictures of our guests.
It's got links to. The iTunes store and shit.
It's
where
got
you can
links to all the
show.
Videos that we have played on the show, and also, I forgot what I was just gonna say. Also an area where you that's called Let's Talk, where you can send us whatever you'd like.
Yeah, it's basically like a forum, so you can go
and
there.
We can answer
and,
you and back, and we'll...
Alex from Connecticut has not mentioned.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Yeah,
said
he hasn't
we
been
lost,
back.
I think we
Sorry,
lost
Alex. That's my fault. I need to send something to Alex if I can get.
How
his
about
info.
A fruit basket?
It's that
and by that I mean your balls between your legs backwards.
A googly-eyed turd.
How about a
googly-eyed turd?
Those things are collector's items now. But
they really are. Anybody that has that, sell that shit on eBay. Actually, that's a good eBay lookup. If you fucking Montana turd bird, it's like $59.95. Auction ends in 8 hours.
But you can find us on all that stuff. If you like the show, you know, tell a friend. If your friend doesn't have a way to get the show, leave a message on, you can call me at 503-928-7751 and I'll make a disc of a couple
if
shows.
If your friend
and
doesn't have a way to get the show, tell him to fucking wake up and kick him in the nuts.
Tell him to get out of their solar hut van wagon and fucking goddamn get a place of residence. Yeah.
Get out of your biodome. Fucking figure some shit out.
But if you're a person in a biodome and you want to listen to us or are listening to us, we have nothing against you.
We have nothing against anyone.
I do.
Anything that we do say on this show.
I
like,
do, actually. I have a big
No,
thing.
There's lots of things I'm not taking back on the show.
No, I'm not taking anything
I feel
back.
Like Kevin
I'm just,
John Lennon?
Pull me back.
I'm just saying anything we make fun of, you know, fucking take it with a grain of salt and don't be so PC in your lives, fuckers.
So anyway, we're going to take a fake break, and when we come back, we'll
talk some more about some stuff.
Actually, we're going to call Colorado Kenny
and Bob.
Roommate Bob and see what their favorite Christmas movies are.
What's yours?
What else are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, I got another stupid 911 call. So
yeah, we've got some news.
Stick around, I guess. You can't really, you just turn the fucking thing off. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Stick around.
And now, boys and girls, here is what you get when you join the Secret Squadron. This membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number, this official Secret Squadron manual, and this combination badge and decoder. Look, here's how the decoder works. I'll give you a two-word clue. The second word is in our secret code. The first word is watch. Now, here is the secret code word. Write down these numbers. 17. 3. 20. Now, set your secret decoder like this. For code A3. Then decode this important clue to next week's adventure. If you don't have your decoder badge, here's how you can get one for your very own. First, get a jar of the official Secret Squadron drink, delicious chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Then cut out the wax paper disc that covers the Ovaltine jar. And send that disc with your name, your address, to me, Captain Midnight, Box P, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's all. Send no money. It's free to every boy and girl who joins the Secret Squadron. And when you receive your secret decoder badge, membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number, and 12-page manual, you'll be a full-fledged member. Remember, get your Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Hot or cold, it's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang. So every day, drink instant Ovaltine.
And we are back from Fake O'Breako. That was nice.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm in definitely. The spirit now.
That was nice.
We've got some people over at the house now.
We're going to go to a holiday party.
Yes, we are.
This evening.
A white elephant?
White elephant.
I've got a good white elephant.
Dumbasses. I have a good white elephant.
Mine?
And like, okay, when you say you have a good white elephant, do you mean good shitty or good good?
Mine's good.
Because like most people, you try to get like, you know, for our friends.
Well,
like,
to
maybe,
fuck with them, kind of.
Right, to fuck with them, you know? Like, get something that is not, maybe not necessarily wanted.
I was hoping that there would be more people. There was going to be more people at the party we're going to, but, eh.
Well, so, there's probably going to be like 10 or 12 of us.
You might
want to
give these
enough.
Away, but fuck it. If you get them, it's good. Good and bad.
You guys are alienating all the East Coast listeners who don't know what a white elephant is.
Really?
Actually, this is a funny thing.
Is it called Yankee Swap? Because that was on The Office. They called it Yankee Swap. That's what they said. That's what Michael Scott called it on
no,
The
that's
Office.
That's what we used to make fun of Patrick at work because he'd call it a
Yankee
Swap.
Is that really what it is?
They came down, June's like last, 2 years ago. He's like, I'm going to a white elephant. I thought it was a big, huge punch bowl full of like Kahlua and milk that you
An
guys
elephant.
Would just like drink from. Like just get you drunk like the pink elephant.
Well, okay.
And then I was like, what's that? And he explained it to me and I went, you mean a Yankee Swap? And he looked at me and started laughing and goes,
yeah.
you just made
that
up.
I had, no, the only time I'd ever fucking heard that in my life was from The Office when Michael Scott's like, Yankee Swap.
And he goes, you made that up. You're fucking with me. And yeah. I went, you're fucking with me about this white elephant. And then when our boss came down, Heather, I went, Heather, what do you call this? And I explained it to her, and she goes, a white elephant. And then June runs over and goes, tell her what you call it. And I went, a Yankee Swap. And then she started laughing at me, too.
Yeah, I'd never heard that.
It's a gift swap.
And I have
a
no
Yankee Swap
idea.
Is like a New England thing. It's a gift swap.
I have no idea where the white elephant term came from.
Because it's the white elephant in the room is something no one wants to talk about. It's a thing like the
Isn't
shit that you have.
Isn't that just the elephant in the room?
Look at the brain on back.
But the shit that you have in your house, or the white elephant, like
it's like the skeleton in your closet or something.
Right, but it's the thing that you have in your house that you want to get rid of.
The elephant in the room is like, oh, don't talk about the elephant in the room.
I think
like that's just a big thing that's weighing everybody down.
Call
like, don't
Liz.
Talk about
Liz,
that.
Liz actually
that,
explained
that,
this to me.
That Uncle Dave is gay. Everyone already knows, but don't talk about it. Like that would be the elephant in the room.
Well, what was funny is when Patrick had brought this up at work, we started calling everything Yankee.
Yeah,
like
an
what
egg
do you call
drop.
Chicken in on the East Coast? It's Yankee Beast. Or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Like an eggy in the basket was a Yankee drop. Like
I like a Yankee Beast.
All right, so we're gonna hit another movie madness here.
I lost a tooth. I married a whore.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Oh, do that again, please.
Okay, here we go.
Fuck.
I lost a tooth. I married a whore.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
God damn. They're like, it's like right on the tip of my brain.
That one, the first one got me. I got it. The last two, I'm just like, nope.
All right, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to go into, do you want to do, we'll go into news or whatever.
Not to mention, she fucked a sailor. Hey, he wasn't a sailor. He was a bartender on a cruise ship. You know that.
God damn it.
You really don't know it?
No,
and
awesome. It's so,
that's
like,
fucking great.
It's so right there.
That one brought, maybe I've never seen this
movie. Always helps me if I can determine an actor.
Who it is. And
then,
I do that
Then
for
I can
you.
Get it.
You give me $2, I'll determine an actor for you right now. Patton Oswalt's in it. No, he's not. But
that's
maybe
honestly,
he is.
That's who I thought that was.
That's who I
it
thought
is.
It was
it's Patton
too.
Oswalt.
But
it's not.
I don't think it is.
That's who I thought it
because,
was.
Well, speaking of movies, I went and saw a movie yesterday.
You saw Avatar.
I saw Avatar.
How was that?
3 hours long.
Was
that's
it the cinematic experience
really
that
long.
You expected?
Well, it's in 3D, and I'll tell you, 3D nowadays.
Oh my god, it blows your mind. And the 3D glasses that they have now are actually like relatively comfortable. For I wear glasses,
right?
You can wear them over the top of your glasses, which is you couldn't do those with the little stupid paper things they used to have. You know,
and they're flammable. You don't want that. So
they're very, very.
I'm going to give a synopsis on the movie.
Okay.
This is not. Well, I don't know.
It's going to be a part review, but it's a synopsis. It's going to give your opinion.
It's Dances with Wolves on Another Planet. That's okay. Kind of the way I thought about it.
Elaborate on that.
You enter a new society and
you join
them and get accepted, and then your
and the
buddies
new society
come in.
Is what, those weird blue guys?
No. You enter the new society, which is the
aliens,
right? The indigenous people of that
planet.
Well,
thanks for ruining the movie for
me. Spoiler alert.
Fucking 30 seconds too late.
Was the story good? Was it?
You know, the thing is it was really, really fantasy. Ish,
yeah.
Which, you know, whatever. I love movies, so I'll believe whatever the fuck they say.
Sure, suspension of disbelief. You gotta have it.
The if you don't see it in 3D, whatever. If you do, if you don't, it's insanely beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I want to see
some
it.
Of the shit on there that we have gone so far from. An animated,
it's like Snow White,
cinema shit.
Snow White was the very first
it's
animated.
Badass.
Jason on the Argonauts.
Right. The stop motion animation.
Yeah.
Who was that guy?
Harry
and the Hendersons.
Yes. John Lithgow.
Harryhausen. Ray Harryhausen.
It was good.
Snow White came out on the big screen. It was like groundbreaking. It was the very first
feature.
Feature length. Thank you. Feature length animated movie, and it blew people's minds. You know, and
it was.
I'll go see anything Pixar. I'll go see anything animated. I don't care what
Even
the story
Cars?
Is.
Would you see Cars again?
No, I've never seen Cars.
Nah, I didn't see Cars either.
It's because that one redneck car with the buck teeth.
Guess who that guy was voiced by? Guess.
Larry the Cable Guy. I already knew that.
Exactly.
You're done.
The movie, it was good. Go check it out. You know, I would suggest seeing it in the theater because it's actually beautiful.
You can't just watch that on. I have, you know, like a small TV according to today's standards. Just like a, you know,
so
20 inch TV, whatever.
Regular cathode.
Regular TV.
A regular
TV. It's not a flat screen. It's a regular big ass fucking.
And when you say regular,
sucks to move television.
You know what a record is. You know what vinyl is. So it's regular.
It's regular.
Yeah.
On a funny note, we actually got I'm trying to find it here. A call from Colorado Kenny. And I wanted to play it.
Let's check in with Kenny.
Kenny, where are you?
All right, two things. One, Toodles. I'm over Toodles. I know you're not. I know you're not.
He's supposed to be doing movie reviews, but this is what we got.
But I'm not feeling Toodles. Secondly, I got straight A's. So
fuck yeah.
That's
nice
awesome.
Job, Kenny.
That's awesome for Kenny.
Doing good in college. And,
nice job for 35?
No, I'm 35. Kenny's a youngin'. He's probably maybe 30.
Good job, Kenny.
Actually read Old English.
I was a medieval literature major, you fuck.
Actual.
Were you?
I can read the
English,
fuck out of that stuff.
You can read Beowulf and just fucking soak it in?
Yeah,
the
completely.
1300s. And can tell you closer to the than
you know that's what
else,
his final was on,
means.
Was Beowulf.
So,
probably.
You ever
Beowulf, that's it.
Sir Garwin and the Green Knight.
Give me a call.
I like that we're talking over Kenny's call in completely. Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny can't hear us.
No one cares.
We put him on mute.
Good day.
Thanks, Kenny. But basically, he was saying.
So, yeah, what he was saying about the Toodles is that's. June will say that as. Rather than just saying bye.
Bye.
Toodles.
Or a lot. Aloha or whatever.
And when I met you, June, and you didn't give it to me the first day because you don't say it all the time.
No.
But okay,
he says it on the telephone.
He sprinkles it in. But I never talked to him on the telephone.
Yeah.
But working with him, he sprinkles it in. I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Toodles.
No, he doesn't say toodles.
No, he's.
He goes, toodles. Like, well, he. I'm sorry.
Well,
it really doesn't sound that annoying.
Well, what I wanted to bring up is the origin of where it came from. My grandmother, which. I love the fuck out of her. My Grandma Janet. She
I love the name Janet.
Grandma Janet. Oh.
That's awesome.
She was in World War II. She was in the Red Cross,
yeah.
Went over there and did all that shit. And
do you have her eyes?
Many, many stories.
I bet he has her eyes.
I think they're buried with her. And so she was like a fucking huge hero to me. And she always said toodles. And I thought, you know, fuck it. It's kind of you don't hear it a lot or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a, I don't say it to like people that I don't know. It's like kind of a comfort.
Well, and I always liked when I would be talking to you on the telephone and wanky. I would say, we would get near to the end of our conversation and I would say, okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. And you'd say, toodles. I liked it. It was like June's sign off.
Right.
So what I want to say is, fuck you, Kenny.
No, you know what the thing is I don't, I during the whole time we've been doing the show, excuse me, I've always wanted to have a sign off.
Yeah.
And, you know, because so we just ended blah, 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 talking about.
Yeah, we always like, we're at the end of another Hideous Creature Show, whatever the fuck it is right. that we say. I don't know.
And it just kind of comes out.
Yeah.
But
and
I,
usually
I think
we're
it's
overtime.
Time for something new. I need to grow up a little bit.
Maybe you do. Maybe Colorado Kenny is right.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you, Kenny.
And I will. The only reason I don't agree with you, Kenny, is because toodles to me is just something that June says. And I, you know, I'm okay with it. But as a sign off, I mean, I'm not, and I don't mean like I'm okay with it, like I accept it, you know, like it's June.
Right.
But
it sounds kind of, you know, it's weird.
But for a sign off for the show, probably, you know,
well, also,
we do need something.
I agree. And we need to have like some, well, usually, okay, when we do the show, we don't practice, we don't rehearse.
Can you tell?
We are not the well-oiled machine that you think we are.
Oh, we're well-oiled.
I mean, we come in and I have some ideas and we just kind of fucking run with it. And, but, you know, I think, you know, another thing is, it's like, I'm not tooting my own horn or anything. But
oh, toot it.
I don't look like a person that would say toodles.
No, that's why I like
it. So that's why I kind of find that.
That's why I like it. And that's exactly what Patrick is saying, too, is like. Right. You know, when he first met you, to hear you say that, it's like, that's interesting. You know, like maybe you think right. that, no offense, but maybe somebody that says toodles
well,
is maybe kinda, of the gay persuasion.
Well, yeah.
You know?
But, you know, for me, it's kind of an affectionate way that I say goodbye to the people I like.
I love it, personally.
Because nobody says it. It's like the cat's pajamas.
I love that.
Nobody
Seriously,
says that either.
That is one of those phrases, or like the bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
One of those sayings that I hear, like every once in a while, somebody will say it, and I'm like, fucking hey, dude. I need to incorporate that into my vernacular. That is awesome.
Right.
And of course, 10 minutes later, I forget because my brain is full of booze and bullshit, and I do not ever remember to do the things that I think are cool, which are cat's pajamas. That's
well,
good stuff.
I think, well, what happened is that when... a while back, I used to play a lot of music and stuff, and I used to write a lot of music.
Good
and
music.
I would always try and find, for instance, a different, like 50 different ways to say I love you instead of staying I love you. And so I bought all kinds of books. Like there's one called a Kettle Full of Fish or something like that. And
yeah.
So just to find out old ways to say, you know, the same shit that we've talked about. And
Karen's
boyfriend's here?
Yeah, Karen's boyfriend is here. Come here.
Actually, we've talked about Karen's boyfriend a lot and we've kind of said some shit about him, but he's finally in the studio here, and we're a very good friend of Jenny and I, and so we want to have him on and say hello. So you kind of get to hear his voice for once.
Hi there.
What's up, Chippy?
Oh, nothing.
How's your night going?
It's going good. Good. I got a little drunk earlier.
Get closer to the mic.
Sorry. Went to the mall and walked around Macy's.
Oh,
How
yeah.
How was that?
It was all right. Karen and I split up because we had to shop for each other.
I know. I was telling VT, I was like,
tag team.
Yeah. It's so great that they went to the mall together and then like split up to go secretly shop for each other. I love that.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I ran into this girl and I can't really say because it's the present, but I'm shopping. Because Karen might listen to this and hear the present that I'm going to buy.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
So, I'm looking for
this present.
Because
Karen's our biggest fan.
And I find this girl. And I'm trying to find a Macy's employee and this girl, and I say to her, hi, I'm trying to find so and such and such. And she looks at me and starts telling me, and I'm looking at her face, and I go, I totally went to high school with you, didn't I? And she's like, yep.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You're Chip Onslow. And I go.
And you didn't know who she was.
No, and I look at her name tag. I kind of tilt my head to the side and go, Maria.
Maria Smith and Johnsonson.
Smith and Johnson. That's funny you say that because that was actually her last name.
Smith and Johnson.
Johnson.
Smith and Johnson Menfrenson.
Right. And so she proceeds to tell me about, so how's everything going? Good. Well, as, you know, as good as it can be going. And I'm like,
did she say have a good a day as you can?
she didn't say have as good a day as you can. She said, well, you know, things are going considering. And I'm like, oh, cool. Well, good.
Was she like trying to get you to ask? You're like, oh, God,
so.
Please don't give me to ask. And then you're like, oh, well, what do you mean? Well, my mom has cancer and my fucking,
that.
I have boils on my feet. You know, and then she'll get into that whole shit, you know. Like when you ask somebody like, oh, hey, how's it going? How are you?
My dog
died. They're supposed to say, exactly. They're supposed to say,
fine. In a hurricane that destroyed my house.
Yeah. They're not supposed, that's like what old people say. They're like, well, my back and my sciatica and my, oh,
I got it.
Yeah. I got lots of troubles.
Things are bad.
Things are real bad. And you're like, I don't even care, Maria Johnson Frensenson. I don't even know who the fuck you are. I don't give a shit.
So I got a question for you,
Chip. Going.
Yeah, shoot, shoot.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? Oh, that's the easy one.
What? Okay.
Die Hard.
Yeah!
Duh.
Seriously, when June proposed this question to me over the emails, instantly in my head I was like, both the boys are going to say Die Hard. And I showed up today on the porch and I was like, Patrick, is your favorite movie Die Hard? And he's like, dude, I didn't even think about that. Like he was totally
Die Hard. It's
die
good.
Hard.
Booby.
That's right, yeah.
I'm your white knight.
When he's all high on coke and shit.
Can I?
You see that? That's a Rolex.
No, but the best is the beginning when he's doing the coke and John McClane goes, hey, you missed a little right there. He's like.
Clean the bats out of the cave.
Can, since you are a guest, officially a guest now, Karen's boyfriend, I would like to ask you one more question.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
What song?
Shoot.
What song would you like to be played at your funeral?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It's something out of Yes, isn't it?
Well, gosh, nah, not Yes.
Rush?
No, actually, Yes is a good one. There's a
I knew it,
know, but nobody's gonna know that song.
That's
so I'm
fine.
Not even say it.
It's
There's
your
a song,
song
called "Time and a Word." That's a Yes song.
How does it go?
No, I'm not gonna sing it.
Come on.
No.
You're performing. Oh, that's right. You get cold feet behind a microphone.
Yeah, no.
I have a funny story to tell about Chip.
Do it. No, do it.
No, I'm not gonna tell. I'm not gonna tell it.
What am I doing?
Beer.
Oh.
Hey, thanks, Chip. Anyway.
Yeah, that was Karen's boyfriend who we talk about
How
all the time.
How did I know it would be?
You mean
be
sweet
yes.
Karen?
I know,
sweet
right? Karen. Well, yeah, we asked him. You were out for a second, Pat. We asked him what song would be played at his funeral, and he was like, "Oh, that's a hard one. Something." And June's like, "Something by Yes," and Chip was like, "Yes, Yes."
Uh huh.
Affirmative.
Affirmative.
So, really quick. Here's a another movie madness.
All right, let's go, handsome. Come on, not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back, you pretty boy.
The fuck, June?
Nothing?
I don't know. It's like every single one that you do throws me farther off of the track. Do you know?
It's a good one.
I have no idea.
What the fuck?
So anyway,
you're a genius, June.
We are going to give roommate Bob a call and see what his favorite Christmas movie, and then we should ask him. What
yeah, let's
his,
ask him the funeral song too.
Funeral
I
song.
Think that that's a good thing that we should ask all of our guests.
Okay. Hello, Skype.
I know. I love that sound that it makes.
Boink, boink, boink.
Boink, 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 boink.
Good stuff. Actually, it's just Skype. Where are you, Bob?
Where are you, Bob?
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, guys.
How was your day?
Good. I'm laying in bed.
Are you really in bed?
I love it.
It's awesome.
Was it a busy day for you?
It was a good day.
Good.
We did good at the shop. It was good.
Excellent, excellent. You selling a lot of those
yeah, dude,
gloves?
I've been making tons of those fucking gloves, yeah. I've been just running that heat press like mad.
How's the sipping shop going?
People have been coming in Christmas shopping. It's been good.
Excellent, excellent.
Thanks for the spot. Honestly.
Oh, you
yeah.
Bet,
wait, Bob. Where are you located again?
Yeah, Bob. Where are you? 11th and Division.
1117 Southeast Division.
Yeah. It's right next to Genie's.
No, next to Genie's. Yeah.
If anybody eats breakfast there,
yes.
Go next door and go to Bob's shop. Go to Bob's store.
Modified Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Patrick.
So, hey, we wanted to ask you a couple questions. First one would be, we're kind of doing our Christmas show, Xmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would be your favorite Christmas movie?
You know, I was thinking about it, and it's, there's a couple that came out pretty in the last couple of years, so I was going to toss up between Bad Santa and Elf.
Elf! I love that Elf.
Elf was great.
We talked about Bad Santa today, but we have not talked about Elf. That was a good one.
Elf. Buddy.
Elf was good. I mean, it's pretty cutesy, but Will Ferrell
he's good. Don't make excuses for your love.
It's one of those movies, that you could like and you could watch it with Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's
hello,
she's
hot.
Shut. She's boner church.
Yeah, she is. Seriously. And it's one of those movies that could be like, you can laugh at it as an adult, but you could watch it with kids,
right.
And Chip said that every Christmas, that's all his nieces want to watch is Elf, and it's okay to watch.
Over at Julie's house, and it was on. It was just like on, and me and Nicole just sat there. We watched it. I was like, "Yeah, this is fucking good."
You can't go wrong with Will Ferrell.
And pouring pancake syrup over everything, or maple syrup.
Yeah, totally.
Maple syrup. No, when he goes, they put it in the mailroom, and the guy has the thing
that's
of whiskey.
Right, the schnapps.
He's like, maple syrup.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so another question that we've been asking everybody coming on, and you're definitely part of the show. What would be your funeral song?
Okay, I actually thought for a while about this today when you mentioned it, and it all pertains to like what I'm going to be doing at my funeral.
Hold on a second. It all pertains to.
How are you going to be? Well, I mean, I'm an organ donor, but I don't think I'm going to be able to donate any of my organs.
They're not going to want them, Bob.
Yeah,
you're going to turn them away.
Yeah, you wear glasses. You're a drinker.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want your eyes.
Your lungs are fucking shot. It's your brain. They're going to.
You're
going to
want that brain.
I want the brain.
Broken from years of skateboarding.
But you know what? They'll actually, if you're an organ donor, they will actually take your head and I read a whole book about this. They'll take your head, your actual entire head, and give it to students to do facelifts on.
Great.
Oh no, that's the thing. I'm gonna have my head shot into outer space. And
there you go.
I think that's safer. I wouldn't want anyone.
My funeral.
Well, yeah, and they couldn't
do
liposuction on you, Bob, because you're too tiny.
Yeah. No.
There'd be nothing left.
Yeah, my funeral song is gonna be David Bowie's Space Oddity.
With your head getting shot into space.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
We're gonna have to get that song queued up so we can play it on another show. Maybe
tell
as an opener.
My wife, I love her. She knows.
I'll be out there with
Sputnik.
Up there with Hunter Thompson and Timothy Leary.
I don't even think that Hunter broke the stratosphere.
Yeah, probably not.
But
he's still like
Bob,
in midi
like
orbit shooting people.
It's good. No, I listened to it at work today. I was like, all right, that works.
That's good. That's a good one.
I'll probably change my mind next week. I'm fucking...
Well, also, I have the option that everybody knows because I when I win the lottery, which...
Is coming
here
day.
Pretty soon, is that I'm going to build an old folks home for all my friends.
Yep.
So we're all going to have
that's right. Michelle's going to be our caregiver.
Yep. And we're going to have a roller coaster and a shooting range and a half pipe.
And porn gallery.
Gonna,
it's going to be good.
Pornaments.
Pornaments.
Yeah, we were just talking about porn.
We're going to have a bowling alley, shooting range.
Oh, yep. We need a bowling alley.
Bird
for sure.
Turds.
Yep. It'll be good. Okay, Bob. Hey, thanks for... for being on the show.
Yeah, dude.
I love you,
Bob. We love you.
Don't forget, everybody, check out Modified.
Yeah, check out Modified on 11th and Division for all your screen printing needs.
Badass gloves.
All right. Love you, man. I'll see you later.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The thing that our listeners don't know is that it's kind of cool for the three of us, because if we actually want to talk to Bob, who's really cool, we can just kind of
go downstairs,
walk down three flights
of
stairs.
We can walk 5 feet.
And
from
he's
us.
Sitting in his bed, like a little infirmary, like Deborah Carr in A Pharaoh Remember, with a little blanket pulled up over him. We can be like, you need some broth.
One of the best things about doing the show on Saturday, too, is that almost always, it seems like during our fake break, it's right when Bob gets off work and he pulls up on his moped and we're like, Bob, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob's awesome. Every time he comes up and we're like, either Bob's having a good day, Bob might be having a bad day. Whatever it is, Bob gets cheered up.
Right.
And he starts drinking with
us. Yeah, he has a couple.
Bob is having a bad day. I actually feel like better. And then Bob, and like, I feel better like Bob's there. And then Bob's like talking. And then
right. And you
want to
make Bob feel better.
Yeah.
All right. How about we give a caller or a Kenny a call and see what.
Let's see what he's got to go.
Wait, can we? Okay. Toodles.
Should we bring up Toodles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring it up.
Hell yeah, we should.
I think caller Kenny's at work, so you have to. It's
going
to be
not
covert
answer.
Shit
Hello?
From. Hey, Kenny, what's
Yay,
up?
Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, what are you guys doing? Good.
It's our Christmas show.
Christmas. Cheers for
are
Happy
you,
Christmas.
Are you doing it right now?
Yeah, you're yep. live. You're on the air.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
So, what's up with you not liking Toodles?
Toodles is okay. I don't know, man. I think maybe you got to grow up a little bit.
You know,
that's exactly what June said a couple of seconds ago, honestly, Kenny. We were talking about it, and he was like, you know what? We were talking about on the air, too, and we were talking about having getting a good outro for the show, and June was like, right. You know what? I think I just need to grow up a little bit.
Yeah,
and
I got
maybe,
a lot of growing up to do.
Kenny, and, you know, I was like, maybe Toodles is something that a gay man says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I love when June says Toodles. He's obviously not gay, but, you
Kenny,
know.
Well, not obviously. But
okay.
Kenny, the
Touché,
problem.
Touche, Kenny.
Kenny, this is Pat. The only problem that I have is about 3 years ago, I decided I wanted to start a campaign, kind of like a public service announcement, where I wanted to make Toodles the new aloha. Not only did I want to use it for a goodbye, I wanted to use it as hello. So you'd see people.
I think that's a good idea, except you're gonna have to advertise that. Like, you need to
right.
put that out to the
Would
masses.
You still have a problem with that if I was like, if I saw you, which I wouldn't recognize you because I can't remember.
Yeah, because you're because he's a big black blob
Cut
with a
out.
Question mark.
He's the
mark
silhouette
on it.
With the question mark right. on it. If I saw you and I was like, Toodles, and you went Toodles, and then we hang out.
And then at the end of the night,
no, because the way that Kenny just said it meant goodbye.
Right, exactly.
You
exactly.
went Toodles.
I meant hello.
No.
You said goodbye.
You said
though.
Goodbye. That's, okay. That's what I mean. It's like this weird inflection.
Like when you when okay, do hello, Pat. What's Toodles and hello?
Toodles.
And goodbye is Toodles.
Exactly.
So you
Toodles.
Have to,
but if you, well, okay,
it's an upper
okay,
register
somebody
type
says
thing.
Hello to you, and then you say hello.
Hello.
Like,
okay, you say,
it's got a different,
I'll say Toodles to I
mean.
You.
But
and
hello
you,
only means hello. Aloha means goodbye and hello. Toodles will also mean goodbye
You don't
goodbye
know if you're coming
hello.
Or you're going.
It's kind of like how the Chinese have like 18 words
for snow.
But it all depends on inflection.
Jesus,
so I'm
going
to say Toodles
now?
To you, and you say Toodles to me back. And then, so I see you, like you're walking down the street, you strip the corner, and I go, Toodles.
Toodles.
And
Good
then
job.
We're all set. Awesome. Great.
Awesome. And then when you're leaving, Toodles.
Toodles.
Good job.
Awesome. Great.
You got
That's
it.
The first Toodles
you
that matters.
It.
Well, actually, you know what? I mean,
you like this now, Kenny. I know you do.
He That's loves it.
Okay, go, June.
Anyway, what I was thinking is that, like, it could be a the gesture Toodles is a subculture reference that only people that Toodles understand.
Only people that toodle?
The toodles. It's plural. It's hello and goodbye. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay, we got a question for you, Kenny.
Yes.
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
I've been thinking about this, and like, I've been asking everybody what their favorite Christmas song is, too. And nobody's got a good answer, because they're...
Of course, yeah.
Troglodytes.
Was it Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? That's what everyone said.
No,
or the
no,
dog
like,
barking.
Little Town of Bethlehem and shit, and I'm like,
oh,
come on.
You're like, fuck you.
That little drummer boy brings
just,
me to tears.
I just walk away and shake my head.
Sucker. Kenny, you really are a roving reporter. I love
Kenny,
it.
Kenny, you know what? I love you.
Okay, so what was your conclusion on the Christmas movie?
Well, okay. Initially, I was saying, what was I saying? Bruce Willis.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
That has
Die
been
hard.
Right. That's been the. That's what June said, and that's also what Chip said, which is
Karen's
a great
boyfriend
Christmas
said that.
Movie.
But there's another movie that I can't think of, but I know it's a Christmas movie, and I can't remember what it is. It might be like a horror movie.
Fright, you just went for Fright Night.
Yeah, I don't
nowhere.
Know why. I thought it was Christmassy.
You're
for
like
some
a
reason.
Silent Night. Viper.
Silent Night, Deadly Night. Was it Silent Night,
remember.
Deadly Night?
Can you give us the synopsis or a little bit more info?
I totally can't. I'm stumped.
Well, you know what? We'll bring
Die
this
Hard
back
is good
up.
Though, Kenny. Honestly, like
I'll remember it in May.
And you call us in May, and you tell us.
You'll be
about
here in
it.
May. Kenny left me a fucked up message the other day saying that I think I elaborated something about dry humping something, and then you brought something back saying I wish I was at your house fucking your couch. You're like, buy me a ticket and I'll fuck your couch. And however weird that
so
was
sweet.
To
I wish you were here fucking
hear,
June's couch too.
I kind of agreed. I would be happy to have you here fucking my couch
I would
during
too.
The holidays.
I would
make him love you.
Kenny, fucking kudos for straight A's, man.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey!
Rock and roll for getting yeah. straight A's. That fucking rules.
I want to know what's going on in Beowulf.
Yeah, did you Beowulf or Sir Garwin?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have to read either one of those. Well, in Old English, it was actually literally translating Old English. Like it's not. It's
like,
not reading Old English.
Like hip-hop tattoos?
Translated. It's not reading the Beowulf that you would have read.
It's reading the Beowulf. Oh, okay.
The as it was written in fucking 13 whatever. Okay.
Right, so that
so you're actually translating
Beowulf
weird
is
shit.
Chaucer mm-hmm. wrote the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
Who wrote, Beowulf too. Again?
Angelina Jolie wrote
Steve
Beowulf.
McQueen.
Who?
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
Sweet. So
and Angelina as Angelina Jolie.
As Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
Playing John Voight.
Playing John Voight.
Well, hey, Kenny, you have...
And also
I
Maddox.
Did Sidney Poitier thing to somebody.
You did that? What did like, they do?
And they just gave me the blankest fucking face. Like, they didn't know fucking
like they didn't,
idea.
Like they
like,
didn't
no,
know
Sidney
who he
Poitier
was.
Is. As Pee Wee Herman.
Like, they didn't know who Sidney Poitier was, or they didn't know why you were talking to them.
He's an American Idol. He's the top.
He is the American Idol. Fuck Adam Lambert. Sidney Poitier
but
is
anyway,
my American
hey,
Idol.
Hey, Kenny.
Fuck Adam Lambert.
Fuck you, Kenny. Fuck you.
Hey, Kenny.
He pushes the envelope, Kenny.
Kenny, have a happy holiday. We will talk to you in the near future.
I love you, Kenny.
Yeah, it's good hearing from
I
you.
Love you too, Kenny. Merry Christmas.
Hopefully get a movie review from you. I'll call you and maybe we could do one simultaneously. I just saw Avatar. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. How was it?
Eh.
It was long. I heard
it,
that.
It was good. Like. I liked it. But we'll talk about it later.
Want you to tell Kenny what the tween that you saw outside of the theater, what the quote that he said
oh,
was.
Oh, we were waiting outside of the theater to get back in the Jeep and... Some tween walks by and he goes, God, what did he say?
No, he said, wow, that was really a lot to take in.
Yeah. And we all laughed.
So that I didn't go to the movies with these guys, but June said that became the joke was like, wow, that was really a lot to take
that
in.
That was a lot to take in. Like it was real.
Like, yeah, like it was real in his life and now he has to go figure out his religion.
Yeah. 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 Fuck reading like anything that, excuse me.
Mucinex.
I don't know.
It's like Tron. That shit happened, right?
Yeah.
No, it happened.
Times.
It's happening right now.
But anyway.
Tron 2's coming out, man. Tron 2 already
electric
is happening.
Boogaloo. Hey, Kenny, have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
I love you.
Bye, Kenny.
All right, see you guys.
Toodles.
Bye. Toodles.
Nice, Kenny! Yeah!
I was wondering if I'd get it
yes!
out of him.
Yes!
I kept trying to kill the
I
call
love it.
Just to
I
see
love
if he'd
it.
Say it.
Oh, you got him. Now he's on board.
Anyway, I think we're going to have to circumvent all the news and shit.
That's
to,
okay. It wasn't that good this week anyway. There was really so, no good and you news. Know what? A Christmas show, you know what? Maybe we don't need to bring it down with a bunch of bullshit.
Who
news.
Got slapped with meat or who robbed a McDonald's?
Right. Who fuck yeah, that. Who used 911 to talk about their dirty baby diaper? No one. Right, well, that's no one. Who.
We got tons of that shit for later. But I would like
okay,
to
okay, I would like to know what the fucking movie Madness
well,
is. I'll
hold
tell
on.
You
we're
that.
We're gonna leave we're gonna end the show with just a barrage of movie Madness quotes.
Can I ask you a question first before we end?
Yeah, what's up?
What is actually your favorite Christmas carol? Because Kenny brought up a good point, and I actually thought that was good.
I like, Hark on the bells, we get the bells, da 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 da
da da da da da da
Oh my God, June is about ready to go on a fucking thing about it.
I studied music in school and I lived and breathed music for a long time. And the song that loops in my head 24/7 is The Weather Outside is Frightful.
But is that the one you like, or is that just the one
no,
you can't get away
is,
from?
Is there
a specific version, like the Die Hard version, so to say?
No, it's just the weather outside, it's frightful.
Oh. Okay,
and I'll
and
be
you
like
it.
Buying, I'll be in the store and I sing it. No,
in
I don't
July?
Like it.
Okay.
But year round,
like
that is my song that whatever, when I was made.
When you go to default mode.
Yeah, my default is weather really? Outside is frightful. And the fire is so delightful. It just it goes
yeah.
on and on and
right.
on and on.
That's
it,
like that's like your personal melody that clicks in your head. Kind
Christmas
of.
Medley. What's no, yours, Pat? Do you have a favorite one that you like or that you hate or whatever?
No, the one that I love and I'm Kenny kind of said, "Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem, blah blah blah."
You my like that one?
No, my no. favorite Christmas carol is Nat King Cole's version of "Oh Holy Night." Like I
nice.
Actually seriously get goosebumps.
Well, seriously,
every time
you
I
can get. You know, like celebrity versions of
no, there's
one,
if someone
Christmas
else sings "Oh Holy Night," I'm
great.
Like, fuck this.
Yeah.
But that version yeah. with the strings, with his voice, I just
I have an Elvis Christmas CD that I listen. I mean, I love Elvis. Y'all know that, and I love it. I mean, Christmas songs are pretty stupid and
dumb.
They're kind of dumb, and
well,
they.
You know,
but what June said, they get invested into your brain, right. and you can't get them out, and that annoys
they
me.
Have
but
fucking hooks.
If I listen to the Elvis Christmas album, I like it. If I also listen to like fucking what's
Smurfs.
His name? The Smurfs Christmas album. I'm not gonna waste time because I'm not gonna think about it. But yeah, Nat King Cole. Somebody
Andy
like that.
Andy Williams Christmas
yeah.
Carol, I love.
Yeah.
I love all
the old
Andy
ones
from
my childhood that bring up
right.
memories.
The ones
I'm
that your
okay
parents
with.
Listen to.
Yeah.
Right.
When they
and
were like
exactly.
In their
well, the shit that you listen to going from grandma and grandpa's house
exactly.
in the car.
Exactly.
That just kept yeah. playing the fuck over.
Yeah. Those are good and they're tolerable. They bring up memories and
right.
feelings.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want a fucking gun.
Right.
I don't think they're funny. I don't think they're cute.
Right.
And
or the one I was singing earlier on the break is like, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't want any of those jokey ones. I hate all of them. I think they're dumb. But, you know,
fun.
Christmas carols can be all right.
Well, Merry
all
Christmas,
right.
guys.
Merry Christmas to you too, Patrick. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I love
Happy
you guys
holidays.
So
Merry
much.
Xmas.
I love you guys. I love.
Here's another one.
But it wasn't Ecstasy, Alan. It was roofies.
You think I knew that, Stu? The guy I bought it from seemed like he was a real straight shooter.
I'm sorry. You mean the drug dealer at the liquor store wasn't a good guy?
Didn't we already do this one?
Did
will
we
you play that again?
We didn't do it, but I'm going to move on. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's another one. Just for a Christmas movie madness.
You gotta be super smart to count cards, buddy, okay?
Oh, really?
It's not easy.
Okay, well, maybe we should tell that to Rayman, because he practically bankrupt a casino, and he was a retard.
What?
He was a retard.
Retard.
I love a retard. Why don't I know this, June?
You
I feel
know
like
it.
I should
I
know,
know you
this.
Know it. Okay, here comes another one.
Our best friend, Doug, is probably face down in a ditch right now with
wait,
a meth
okay,
head,
can I just say something?
His corpse.
Can I say something already?
All right.
We did this one.
No, we
yes,
did.
Yes, we did.
Actually, we did a asshole or not on it, but we didn't do
it's the Hangover. We
Bingo.
Did this one. We did this one.
We did an asshole or not, but we did not.
Yeah, we didn't do the movie.
Okay, because okay, I'm sorry. Because I remember because Patrick said,
and I've never seen this
fucking movie. Because Patrick has never seen it.
I've never seen.
Okay,
this
I got clued in when Zach and really.
She is wearing my grandmother's ring.
What?
I got the Zach Galifianakis clue in.
My grandmother's Holocaust ring.
Fuck.
She's wearing it.
Okay. I didn't know they give out rings at the Holocaust.
So oh, you're thinking we've already done that, so it can't be
right,
that again.
Right, exactly. Like, I got a clue in that it might be The Hangover, but I was like, we already did that on Movie Madness, so I stopped thinking that it was The Hangover.
It's I traded The Hangover.
All right, well, sorry, yeah. Listeners. You probably got it on, like, the third sound
bite.
That's
great, because I love the fact that there's somebody sitting there going, fucking A, God.
And we're
damn
idiots.
It.
All right, well.
Starship Troopers.
So, yeah, we're going to.
There's our holiday show,
we're
going
to call it the Xmas special is coming into it.
Yeah. We're going to go do a Yankee swap.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to go do a Yankee swap right now.
You can find us on the Hideous Creature Show. Squarespace.com. You can find us on the Facebook. You can look me up on the Facebook.
June Button. Or Jenny Kaler or Patrick Williams. All of us are on Facebook.
Right. My phone number is 503-928-7751.
Yeah, become our friends on Facebook if you like. We love it.
Mine is 971-212-6642.
We know it's the end of the show because Michelle is showing her boobs.
Yep. And if you dig the show, and tell a friend. And hey, thanks also for listening to the show.
Thank you so much.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. And
Hanukkah's over.
We'll be getting back. We'll be getting to you on the first day of Kwanzaa.
Yes, actually, that's right.
What the hell is Kwanzaa? Let's go into that on our next show.
What day of this is Hanukkah? What day?
It's the last
night. Oh, the fucking oil still lasting. God damn it. All
right, y'all.
Uber oil. Again, thanks you guys for listening. This is the Hideous Creature Show, and we will do another show next week. Not toodles.
Queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Dripping that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your ass, I pray God it's our love. The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you. For Christmas Day.
Take this hat off.
No.